Let's get the thoughts of Fox League commentator and Fox Sports' Matt Russell, who's been kind enough to give us some time, of course, hosting NRL tonight on Fox League, Monday to Friday nights from 6 o'clock. So going through the mire that is rugby league. Matty, good morning to you.
Good morning, Matty. Big talking point, isn't it, Sam Berrills? Because he's so important to the Roosters, who've overcome so much this season. And here, on the eve of their second week finals game, they lose the playmaker, the hooker, Sam Berrills. It's such an important loss, and therefore we're debating whether he should or should not have been suspended. Look, the bottom line is his shoulder made contact with the head of Brian Kelly and broke his nose. Had he taken the early plea, he would have missed one game. If this is the middle of the season, we're not talking about it. But we're talking about it because he's missing a big finals game. Under the current rules and the current way it's assessed, it's the right ruling. However, I've got real problem with the fact that players are basically it's a lottery for them. If they're doing nothing wrong, like Sam Verrills did, and someone falls into them or crashes late and there's awkward incidental contact, then how can you hold that player accountable? The current system means that that is the way it's adjudicated. So under the current system, it's right. It's the system we've got to be looking to amend in a slight way, I believe.
Yeah, and like us every day, you every night will be talking and cover all of these issues. So how do you fix this, Matty? I mean, we go through this pretty much every week or every second week. Do you think this is something, Vossi this morning said, blow it up, start again. Do you think this is something the game needs to get to the end of this year and really take some hardcore look at it?
I would have thought that, you know, the match review committee, part of their brief was as a collective of often ex-rugby league minds to say, is there anything the so-called offending player could have done there to limit the risk to the other player? And if the answer is no, it's purely incidental, it's accidental, there's nothing he could have done, then why are they being charged? Why are they being made to pay a price for something that is totally out of their control? Now, I know it's probably going to end up a little bit grey in terms of, well, he should have been aiming lower, he should have been making the target zone somewhere different. But in cases where the panel believes there's nothing he could have done, why are they duty-bound to still hit them with the charge? That's my question.
Yeah, and it's a good question. Joel Cain's posed a question, which I'll dig into a little bit deeper, about following the lead of racing. And jockeys get suspended, but, of course, big matches or big races are around the corner. So do we look at deferring these kind of suspensions for unintentional acts? Do you look at saying, is it fair to miss 2 weeks in the final series for something like this, regardless of the name or team that he's playing for? Do we look at something where we go, okay, perhaps this does fall into a bit of a grey area, but we have to do it by the rule book. However, is there a way to defer this to rounds 1 and 2 next year?
It has merit, but it is also a landmine to navigate that path, because, you know, there are players that will be thinking to themselves, okay, I can be a little looser this week, knowing that I'm not going to miss a final game as easily as I will rounds 1 and 2 next year. So for everything in rugby league, whenever there's a yin, there's a yang, and you've got to be very careful. I like the idea. It has merit. Obviously, racing gets away with it. I often look at the racing world and think, hang on, they've picked up a suspension, yet they can still ride in the cup or the derby. And I think, how does that work? But if it can work in rugby league and we get the best players who aren't really at fault still playing in the biggest and best games, then I'm for it. We have to explore that.
What about the QRL? So it apparently has Billy Slater, a 3-year deal sitting in front of him and his manager, but Mal Meninga won't be there as mentor. The ARL's not going to let that happen, which seems to be fair enough. Can you see this Billy Slater conglomerate coming together, Slater, Smith, Thurston? And let me ask you this, Matty, can you see Wayne Bennett in there somehow next year at least?
I think Wayne Bennett, with time on his hands next year, wouldn't have to be pushed real hard to get on board in some capacity with those players and men of their ilk. I love the Billy Slater appointment. I don't necessarily love the Maroons, but I love what Billy has done. I love the reports I hear about his rugby league mind. We hear him in commentary and know how good he is there. I'm sure he could do this job. Maybe not perfectly off the bat, because let's face it, he hasn't had any experience in that elite coaching role. But if you surround him with the right people, if you have someone like Wayne Bennett lurking in the shadows, then I can see it working. And I know that there are enough people around Billy Slater and the Queensland Maroons to say, well, we might not be able to get Mal. Let's face it, it does come across as a perceived conflict of interest. So let's surround him with other people who are equally credentialed, maybe not as in terms of origin series wins, but certainly in terms of their capacity to help Billy Slater.
You're a person who lives and breathes rugby league and understands the drama better than anyone of rugby league. So what did you make of the Wayne Bennett v. Ivan Cleary theatre? Because it was right up there with some of the best.
And you know what? That's what rugby league lives and breathes on. That sort of theatre, coaching spats, you know, civil wars between neighbouring clubs. I loved it. I was captivated by it. I didn't necessarily think that Wayne schooled Ivan. I didn't know whether Ivan was a hopeless loser out of all of this. I thought it may have been a tactic of Ivan to know that his team had just played very, very poorly and was expected to be under real criticism and pressure in coming days. So Ivan went in there and deflected a little bit in my mind. And Greg Alexander said as much post the game. He said if Wayne Bennett was in Ivan's shoes and did what Ivan did this evening, we're all applauding him for our classic Wayne. He's protecting his players. But when Ivan did it, it was perceived a little differently. I don't think Ivan handled it perfectly. I reckon if he had his chance again, he'd do things differently. But it's just great for the game that we have so much attention on rugby league because of a couple of coaches going at it. And Matty, I'm looking forward to week 3 already and thinking to myself, can you imagine if the Roosters do get past Manly and they play South Sydney next weekend? So soon after the Latrell Mitchell incident, can you imagine if Penrith beat Parramatta and then you get last year's grand final on again, but 1 week short of the grand final, Melbourne against Penrith. Wow, don't we have some fantastic rugby league ahead? And that's so soon after we had those classic finishes last Saturday that I thoroughly enjoyed. The ratings on Fox League were through the roof, record ratings, partly because we're locked down, but partly because the rugby league was so good. And I want to praise the players and the game for just keeping it going there in southeast Queensland and giving us something to lap up like we did last weekend. And with that said, who knows what we're going to get this weekend?
Yeah, no, really well said. And I think, you know, we do need to take time occasionally to step back, obviously, and thank the players and thank the game for what they've done for keeping going. Because I'm with you. I was enthralled last week. I thought week 1 of the finals was awesome to watch. Of course, we've got week 2 ahead of us. So let me get your thoughts finally on what's going to play out this weekend. Seagulls, Roosters, Panthers, Eels. Who do you see going through to week 3?
Well, it's pretty boring, isn't it? They're short-priced favourites, but for a reason. I think Manly and Penrith will win. You look at the Manly team. They get Lachlan Croker back into that hooking role. He was a late scratching last week. They've actually named the same team they did last Tuesday, Manly, but having lost Lachlan Croker, they get him back. Carl Lawton moves to the bench and Curtis Sirenin misses out. That's compared to the Roosters, who we've touched on. They've lost Sam Verrills. They lose Siwa Tokiaho. So two really important players go out. They've proved me wrong week after week, the Roosters. You expect them just to run out of steam, but they find an answer each time. I can't see them finding an answer against Manly with Tom Trbojevic and co keen to rebound from that loss, that heavy defeat against Melbourne. Then you look at Penrith, equally so. Really poor last week. I thought they looked tired. I thought they looked flat. Speaking with Dave Riccio on NRL Tonight, last night he gave us some intel that it had been the Rocket and the focus element for them that loss and expect a different Penrith team this weekend. Again, they look better on paper, don't they, with Dylan Edwards back into that fullback role, Moses Leota back from a leg injury, Scott Sorensen returning, so Stephen Crichton goes to a wing. Parra, they do get Ryan Madison back, but gee, they didn't look overly impressive against Newcastle. They haven't been in the same league as Penrith at times this season, late in the season. So I think if Manly and Penrith are stinging after last week's defeat and as a result return to some of their best, they should be winning through.
Always appreciate your thoughts and your time, Matty. Good on you, mate. We'll catch it on NRL tonight on Fox League, of course, Monday to Friday, 6 o'clock. Thanks for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me, Matty. Anytime.
Matt Russell there from Fox Sports and Fox League. Plenty of texts still coming through. 0457 736 736. Michael says, Matty, you asked one of your callers whether they still like the game of rugby league, and he answered, no. I used to watch all games on TV and go and watch one game live. These days, I only watch games when my team's playing, and I don't go anymore. The game has changed so much and not in a good way. No two games are adjudicated the same, and most of games are predictable before the final whistle has blown. This also happened to the AFL and, to an extent, rugby union. I've turned to watching sports from overseas to get my sporting fix. Good on you, Michael. Thank you for your thoughts about that. I mean, as you heard Matty Russell just say there, that the numbers on Fox Sports and Fox League last week were incredible. I mean, and here we are talking about rugby league, and we're so invested in it. We're so passionate about it in particular. There are chinks in the armour, but overall, this is the game that we love, and we've got to essentially at times step back and say to the players, thanks for this, because especially in these times, it gives us a good outbreak when we sit in front of the box and watch some fairly good sporting entertainment.